And then we talked. It was a very interesting conversation. And then we decided that Camille should join us for lunch
Thank you.
at 10:30 in the morning.
Yes.
You can say a few words about yourself in a minute. Are we recording this? Oh, we are. Good.
I pressed the recording
Thank you.
button, yes. Okay.
So the better half of the duo is the other young lady sitting at least on the top right-hand screen. That is Janita.
Okay.
Janita in South
Nice to
Africa.
meet you, Janita. Nice to meet you too.
She is less chaotic than I am. And the young man sitting on my bottom left-hand corner is Professor Bruce Lloyd, a retired professor from London. He is sitting in London, so his lunch is even earlier than our lunch, Camille. Professor Lloyd used to be management consultant and lectures in management and management theory at a university in London, and he is our artificial intelligence expert.
Okay.
Because his solution to all world's problems are let's ask ChatGPT or let's ask AI. Yeah.
No, it isn't the answer. It's just a starting point.
It's just a starting point. Yeah.
The
Okay.
good ones, usually.
Usually it is. That's right. We are waiting for Rosie from Brazil to join us. She is usually about 15 minutes late. And the other person or the other people who are not here today, Monica in Australia, can't make it today because she had to go to a funeral. And then we also have Natalie, who comes from the Alsace, but she lives in South Korea. She has visitors this month, so she has said au revoir for the time being. Yeah, and that's it, I think. So, Camille, do you want to say a few words about yourself?
Okay, yes, I can. So nice to meet you. I'm Camille. I'm 25 years old and I live in Strasbourg. I speak a little bit English. I can understand, but it's a good thing for me to practice now. And basically, I have a degree in engineering of water and environment. But I decided to quit my job and to build a project language and mobility for students. And so I create an app that's the name is and the name is Unimate for students. And the aims of the app is to create a community of students. And where we can talk to each other to improve their English, not their English, every language, all of the language, and to prepare their mobility. That.
Voila. So you're a little bit our competition, aren't you?
What?
You are a little bit our competition, yeah?
Not really, because it is only for my target, it's students.
Mm.
And it's a social media. I'm not a teacher of English. I am
Mm.
bad in English. I cannot teach someone in English. So no, I'm not your competitor. I don't have the
I'm just teasing.
skills.
While we're Oh, here comes Rosie. While we're talking of age and birthdays, our birthday list is very, very out of date. Bruce, do you want to share with us the month and the day of your arrival on this planet?
Happy. The 19th of June, nine.
That is 19 something. We don't need that. 19th of June. 19th of June. So next June we
Before
can.
you were born.
We can suitably embarrass you on the 19th of June,
Oh.
2026. That is Bruce Camille.
If I make it.
Of course you will.
Thank you.
Your d birthday, month and day, Camille, so we can embarrass you on the appropriate day.
Yes, it is the 1st of July.
1st of July, all summer
Yes.
babies.
What was Janita's?
6th of April.
And yours?
Mine? 22nd of April.
And Rosie's?
Ah, that is a moot point. We'll just wait for Rosie to get herself organized. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
Morning, Rosie.
Morning, Anita.
Rosie, I need to apologize to you about last Thursday.
Don't worry about that, Frank.
No,
I am
I am. I
innocent.
am worried. I am deeply, deeply, deeply embarrassed because
No.
I should have remembered that we need to embarrass you because last Wednesday, the 29th of October, was your birthday, and this idiot in France completely messed it up. That would be me coming, not you. Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry
So
about that. Don't worry about
shall we all sing happy birthday together?
I mean, we can embarrass her today.
Yes, we can.
Okay, Bruce,
No.
how was your singing voice? We'll just do the first three lines, yeah?
Very dang problematic.
Very problematic. Okay, so 3, 2, 1. Happy
Happy birthday
birthday to you.
to you.
Happy
Happy birthday
birthday to you.
to you.
Happy
Happy
birthday,
birthday,
dear
dear
Rosie.
Rosie.
Happy
Happy
birthday
birthday
to
to
you.
you.
Hip
Oh,
hip
thanks
hip.
so
Hip hip hooray.
Thanks, 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 thanks so much. Thanks so much. Thanks. You are beautiful.
My
You
mirror
are
did my
so
mirror
cute.
didn't tell me that this morning when I looked.
So cute.
Okay.
Oh, just Camille, where first of May or of August? Your
July.
birthday.
July.
Ah, July. Frank, 22nd.
Of
April.
22nd April, yeah.
April, okay.
I remember the day well. It was just like yesterday, yeah.
And Bruce, I didn't get
19th of June.
Monday. Sorry.
June. 19 of June.
Ah, okay. 19 June. And Henita.
The 6th of April.
Oh, April, like Frank. Oh, pretty
Yes.
nice.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
But I was there first. Yeah.
Yes, you were.
By a long
A
way.
couple of years prior, yes.
Just 1 or 2 years, not much, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I think we've ruined the show enough now.
Well, it's quite fitting because we are going to talk about creative skills and what just proved that we can't sing. We shouldn't quit our day jobs.
Speaking of which, you and I haven't had choir practice for a long time.
Yes, we haven't.
Okay. All
Okay.
right.
So when we think about creative skills and maybe give the imagination a little bit of spark, it is how we turn our ideas into something new. So whether it's something artistic, writing, problem solving, or even humor. So the imagination spark is that flicker when you realize, hey, I made this, or hey, I can do this. Okay, so creative skills is not just about painting or drawing, but all the other things that play or come into play, like problem solving, making jokes, writing a letter. Okay, so I have some questions. I'm going to ask different questions. I'm going to start with Cami. What is your favorite way to be creative?
Okay, I think I'm not creative about art. I don't know how to draw, to play an instrument, to paint. I know nothing about it, and I'm not good at it. I don't think that my brain is good for that, but I think I am creative because I have a lot of ideas. I like to solve problems with my idea in my brain and imagine solutions. So maybe it's the way that I am creative.
Okay. So it's more focused on problem solving.
Yes,
Okay.
maybe it's part of my job and engineering part of my brain.
Okay. Okay. Then, Rosie, what is something creative that made you laugh or smile recently?
Okay. Sometimes when you ask me about this, like Camille, I don't know if I am a creative person, but when I have some problem, for example, at my job, my boss says, "Oh my God, not only for me, but for everybody, and oh, I have a problem. I don't want a problem. I want the solution." So when I have some problem at my job, I need to thinking about the solution and try to do this. And if I don't get the first, I need to try the second and to find the solution. And I try every day this situation in my case. Yes. So I think so. Sometimes I get good results. Sometimes not so much, but I try.
Okay. Okay. Then Bruce, do you prefer structured creativity or total chaos?
Well, I'm going to avoid that for the moment because a bit of both. But just Rosalie, comment. I think somebody once said, I think, that finding a solution, defining the problem is 90% of the solution. Defining it and getting agreement on what the problem is 90% of the way to solve it. And unfortunately, that's a nightmare that we seem to be living in at the moment because, and that's in fact something that I think AI can be very helpful in helping us explore because I quite like using AI to explore ideas. And that's if you want to say, where have I found the most creativity in the last few years? It's using AI to explore ideas.
Having a sensible conversation with something, yeah.
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 And making sure that refining the question that we want to try to answer. Oh, we're on a tour.
Yeah, we always get this is part of the routine. We get a guided tour of Rosie's house. Okay. What was the question? Janita, structured or chaotic? Yeah.
Yes, do you prefer structured activity or total chaos?
I don't understand.
No, this is for Bruce. This is Bruce.
Ah, it's still on that. It's a bit of both.
bit of both.
Structured.
And in many ways, somebody once said, structure is chaos is a form of structure that you don't yet understand.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. I think that's just the title for the article that's going to come out of this conversation. Structure. Chaos is the structure you don't understand.
Yet.
You have just given me the excuse for everything, Bruce. Breeder is run on chaotic structure because I don't actually understand what I'm doing. Yeah, I think this is brilliant. Thank you. We have a new
You
tagline.
do. I think the interesting concept to throw into that equation is the difference between implicit and explicit understanding. I think you implicitly understand it, but it's not It's difficult to make it explicit.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's lovely.
Anyway,
Lovely.
enough
I
then.
love it. I love it. It's brilliant. Thank you, Bruce. Send me your invoice later, yeah.
Okay, so Frank, I'm going to ask you to
What
tell
about
me.
you, Shanita? How are
Oh,
you
but what
coming?
about me?
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. I've just been saved by.
Sorry.
So I like structure, I like schedules, I like planning, but sometimes it turns into chaos. So sometimes it becomes a mess. So I mentioned to Frank earlier, you mentioned a book that you listened to, and I wrote it down somewhere, but I couldn't find it. So when I have some time, I have to go through my notes to see where I wrote the name of the book down. But so there's structure, but sometimes it turns into chaos because I can't find things.
Oh my God.
No.
I have a quickly sentence. At my job, everybody has a schedule from our day, and we have the first part, morning and afternoon, and we need put our actions during the day in our schedule, and everybody see this schedule, and my boss see look this every schedule, and the next day, if I didn't see, if I didn't do what you didn't do, or if I put, for example, go to my school and I didn't go, I need to change what I did if I didn't go to the school, right? So our schedule is terrible. I need to follow my schedule, and if I didn't follow, I need to chant what I did. Oh my God. So it's very, very, how can I say, very,
Ordered, structured, yeah.
yes. But I understand because it's a job, right? But my personal life, I don't have a schedule. I have, but not very structured, you know.
Rosie, remember many, many months ago when we first met with Janita, and I said I'm going to come to your house wearing a suit and bringing a bunch of flowers, etc. Tell me, are you in your private life? Are you a woman who's on time, or are you always late?
In my personal life,
Yeah, in your
no,
personal life.
I'm on time. I was a very late woman. Oh my God! But I need to. I try to be on time. Yes,
On time, yeah, punctual, yeah.
Until on time, because I think it's very, very. I'm not gonna say this. For example, if I told you, oh, Frank, at 7 o'clock I will be at your home, or and I got 7:30. Oh no, it's very boring. So I try to be until I
Okay.
try to be on this on I esqueci como que fala.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's yes, on time, because it's very bored. For example, if you say 7 o'clock, I can't arrive 7:30. 10 minutes, okay, but 30 minutes, no.
Okay, Rosie, you're telling. You said you're going to be here at 7 o'clock. I'm just looking at my notebook here. When are you coming?
Today I come 6 o'clock and 40 minutes, I think so.
Today, you're
Yes.
coming this evening.
Yes. Here we are together.
You're not coming here to my house in Kleeburg, no?
Yes.
Oh, I
She's
see.
not coming to your house.
I was just, just make because
I'm
I'm.
in your house. I'm in your Anita,
Who?
Bruce,
Yeah.
Camille.
Okay. All
I
right.
live here.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'd like to make a point there because I have a thing called CPD,
Which is
Sorry.
short for.
Compulsive Punctuality Disorder.
Entendi.
My sister has that.
And it's an obsession about somehow or other not wanting to be late. I think I'm not sure what the cause of it is, and you can. I don't want to digress into that, but it's an interesting phenomenon that some people have for some reason.
So you are ultra punctual, yeah.
Well, prone to being early.
Yes, you are always early to our meetings.
Well, thank you. Usually, good, if I'm coming here, and I can find the link.
Yeah, well, that's not a good point. I know. So I'm still having, a couple of quiet words with Fruit Loop, and then everybody sort of converges on us. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Thanks. So, Frank, I'm going to give you this quote. It says, "Creativity is intelligence having fun." And this was said by Albert Einstein. Now, I want you to tell me, what do you understand from this quote?
But you're comparing me. I've got to say something intelligent.
And
that
creative.
One of them and creative. that one of the most intelligent people in mankind said. no pressure. Can you repeat the quote?
Creativity is intelligence having fun.
I think he's right, actually, for the simple reason that we are all creative, but in our own way. Yeah. So, for example, Camille said she's not artistic. Yeah, but she will find a creative solution to an engineering problem in her field, and people might say, "Wow, we did not think of this. Well done, Camille." Yeah. And the fact that she's laughing now means that it was fun to do this. Yeah. So creativity works on many different levels. You have the artistic creativity, then you have the sort of the educational creativity that goes with what Rosie does in her education field. Again, finding solutions. Bruce finds his creativity in asking super intelligent questions to less intelligent artificial intelligence systems. And we all have fun doing so. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it. And the creativity is this desire to find answers, to find solutions, to produce something, to do something that is uniquely ours. And I'm having fun trying to put an intelligent answer to this question when in actual fact, I have no idea what it is I'm talking about.
It reminds me of our earlier meeting today.
Well, that was fairly structured.
No, the meeting was structured. No, there was just one sentence that was said that sometimes people ramble on because they don't know what they are talking about or they are trying to avoid where they are going.
So are you applying that
no,
sentence?
No, I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying you said you don't know what you are talking about, and that just reminded me.
Well, that's 90% of my time, because I tend to think on the run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I have access to today's meeting notes, but I didn't look at them for whatever reason. So I'm sort of like everybody else here, no idea what's going to come. Yeah.
Yes.
Am I having fun? Yes. Am I being intelligent? Possibly not. And I think that sort of highlights this creativity that, as Bruce said, yeah, it's a chaotic structure that you don't identify yet.
Yes.
Yeah. And when I listen to these meetings afterwards or with create the article, I think, God, did I really say that? Oh my God, but I had fun. Yeah. And I embarrassed myself in front of everybody.
Okay.
Are you happy with my answer?
I'm happy with your answer, yes.
Would you like to repeat what I said? Because I have no idea.
No, I'm not going to repeat everything.
So you weren't listening?
I was.
Okay.
Okay. So creativity is intelligence having fun if I think about it, I'm going to use Leonardo da Vinci as an example. So he was not just an artist, but he was also very intelligent. And he, with his designs, and he was obviously interested in the human anatomy and physics, and he created beautiful paintings as well. And these days he's more, well, he's better known for his paintings than his actual studies of a physician in most parts of the world. So what makes creativity a skill? I think it's the practice. It's not magic. The more you practice, the better you become at certain things. And it also grows the more you use it. For example, I like painting, but I don't paint very often. But the more you do it, the better you get. And Frank, we did the art therapy. The first couple of pictures were some sort of a disaster, a creative disaster.
What, yours or mine?
From both sides, from both
Oh,
sides.
well rescued.
But the more we did it, the better we got at it. So the more you practice creativity as a skill, the better it gets. So whether it's problem solving, whether it's drawing or painting, writing, the more you practice it, the better it gets. The same with using AI, for example. You change the prompts until it fits into your structure, until it gives you what you want. And that's also part of being creative. You ask a question and then you say, no, this is not what I'm looking for. This is what I meant. And it changes. And I had a couple of arguments with AI over the past couple of days about different things. It's a lot of fun and maybe creative in a way because I'm trying to push AI into doing something, but it doesn't want to do
No,
it.
no, and we are we talking about the same result at the end of the day? Or you in,
Yes, so either giving up or just giving me something.
But the creativity bits,
Yes.
and the art therapy program that we ran,
Yes.
there's also the question of time and priorities,
Yes.
because especially in the art therapy, it turned out to be really embarrassing because I really wanted to do it,
Yes.
but I couldn't squeeze it into my day. And there's about 15 art therapy projects that are still untouched by me, because I enjoy the fun and I enjoy the creative process, but I just don't have the time, and I can't go to ChatGPT or any other AI and say, please fill this art creativity project for me, because then I wouldn't be having fun.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be therapeutic. Wouldn't be therapeutic.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, Cami, I'm going to ask you, why do you think creativity helps solve everyday problems?
Okay. I think it can solve my problems because I don't know what type of problem we are talking about, but
Every well, tell us your problems and we'll solve them for you.
I would like to say that I have some problem with the stress, anxiety, etc. And I think that I have to use creativity and art to décompresser, je sais pas comment on dit.
Decompress to de
Yes, decompress. So in that way, I think that it can help me to solve my problem because it is a problem in my head and creativity is in our head, brain. So yes, I try to do it even if I know that I am not good at it. I just try to do something good for my brain. And for example, I have always would like to try. It's not English, but j'ai toujours voulu
I would like to try.
aquarelle.
I would try. Oh, watercolors.
Watercolors, and so I buy some things for watercolors, and I just try to do it and to train my creativity. But I need the technical things to do something beautiful.
You are the best candidate for our art therapy program. Here is a little message from our breeder sponsors. Go to Breeder Town, go to the art therapy program. There's about 12 there. And start with number one, and then share your results, and we will be happy, you see. And because people laugh and say, language learning and art therapy, it actually, and I speak from a little bit of experience, it actually works. It is really good. So have a look at that in Breeder Town. Join the art therapy group, and then we can talk about it. There you go.
Okay, I will try.
Fantastic. Love it.
It's a good idea, a good answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's a good answer.
Okay.
Okay. So everyday problems, sometimes we need to be creative. And I think one of the most or one of the biggest everyday problems is time. I don't have time or time management. So we have to be creative to solve that as well. Okay. So then, Rosie, what is one creative project you'd love to try?
Please repeat, please. Why?
What is one creative project you would love to try?
Okay. There is a little project that I am trying to put in practice with my schools that I take care, and one of them is about how can you lead, how can you deal with your emotions, you know, because the social emotional competitions, emoções com the social emotional competitions, as competências socioemocionais, and we have at my job, not at my job, but the state of São Paulo offers a therapy in a therapy in online to the teachers, but some teachers not that they don't like it, but they hi Jose, I don't have time to do this, and they need, not only they, me too. And I take care of 15 schools, but from these 15 schools, five schools, I always go there, and I'm so happy because three teachers told me, "Oh, Rosie, thanks so much. I am practicing this, and I am trying feeling better because you know it's so hard to teach nowadays." And when I go to my schools, okay, what about the therapy? Are you trying? Yes, Rosie, I am trying. Thanks so much. And they can. They can work, they work, but feeling in their emotion, in their actions, how can I deal with my student, how can I deal with my coordinator? So I'm really, really happy with it. It's not a project, but advice, yes, but it's advice because 3 or 2 weeks ago, I needed to do a feedback for a teacher that she is She has difficulty to teach to the students, and I need to to watch her class, and when finish, I need to give her a feedback about how he took the class, he gave the class, and oh my God, she cried, and oh, Katya, please, and she's very nervous, and I talked to her, and Katya, why you don't try the therapy from the government? You know, you don't need to pay because you are a teacher, you work at the in a public school, and I gave them the address and how this work, and now she's practicing now, and right. Because I went not I think 4 weeks, and last week I went there and Katya, oh Rosie, fix it step by step, okay, not but I am trying, and this decision is being good for me. Yeah.
Great.
Yes. I need to I try to help them because the government is oh my God, I don't know how can I say this. They are cobrando. They work. Oh, you need to work better. They work. Yeah, now
there's a lot of pressure in the system.
Yeah, pressure. Facts. Yeah. Thanks. There's a lot of pressure.
So Camille, just to make you understand, Rosie is in Sao Paulo in Brazil, and she's a school inspector.
Okay.
Okay, so that's just to give you the idea of what Rosie does.
Yeah, sorry.
was an English and Portuguese teacher until about 2 years ago, and now is a school inspector for 10 schools, I think, you cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Voila.
Thank you.
Okay. So my next question I'm going to ask Bruce, what helps you get out of a creative block?
You're muted, Bruce.
I was getting all ready to answer your last question. I didn't actually agree with some of it.
Okay.
Because I think that there are some problems that you have to use creativity to solve, which are not really fun.
Yes.
I mean, trying to, if you've got a leaky roof, it's just annoying and you've got to solve it. And I was just trying to think, well, what makes the difference? A lot of it is to do with whether you're in control of it. But that doesn't work either. Because two of the people that you mentioned Einstein, and I read a bit about his early life and his attempt to develop the theory of relativity. And his early life and his obsession with trying to work on this didn't strike me as fun at all. I don't know what it was. But it also reminded me, Janita, of your attempt to, a very impressive attempt, to imitate Van Gogh behind you with his Starry Night. Now, yes. He was very creative, but I don't think he was having fun. So
I think he was very depressed.
It's simple to package them together. But it gives you plenty to think about. Now, I've forgotten what the other question was.
Hang on, Bruce. I'm going to pick you up on this one because fun is very subjective, and you just used two examples, and you said I don't think so, especially with the Van Gogh one. I don't think he had fun. So your interpretation of what was fun, because you may not like the process of creating a painting, whereas for for Van Gogh, it might have been fun. Yeah. And we talked about this in another conversation. Creativity is actually something I hate creativity sometimes because it hits you at the worst possible time, usually underneath the shower when you've got nothing to write and you need this
Yes.
idea and you need to write it down. Yeah. And the steam on the glass mirror doors, you know, just doesn't hold it. Yeah.
The other thing, of course, that you have to bear in mind is that the process might not be fun, but completing the product, the end product, could be fun. It could be fun when you finished.
By then it's quite boring as well, you know. Oh, I've done that now. Okay, what's next?
Well, I think you, well, it depends. But
Yeah.
anyway, what I think it was something to do with what was that? How do you get over writer's block?
Yes, what helps you to get out of a creative block?
Well, again, it goes back to what I was saying before. If it's somebody else who's giving you a problem that has to be solved, you've got to solve it in the best way possible. And of course, you have to bear in mind that perfect solutions aren't usually possible. So you have
Yes.
to come up with something that solves the problem as creatively and as possible. But if you've got a situation where you're writing something, and you've got creative block, which I used to have a lot, because a lot of it comes through lack of discipline. But quite often it's a matter of going away from the problem, and some idea will come to you. Strangely enough, and I don't do this at all now, but I used to write best when I was traveling, because, and that's why I'm not in favor of fast trains, because you can be very creative on a train, but not if it's going too fast. Because there's nothing else you can do except sit still and avoid being too distracted. And just think about something and have a piece of paper and try to put down a structure for something. And then that breaks the back of it.
You could, of course, take Southern Rail because the trains are not
Yeah.
always you, the
I
trains are
know
not always guaranteed. Yeah,
people don't market it in that
yeah,
way.
yeah, yeah.
The creativity of slowness.
There's actually, but there is a lot of movement in that. You have the slow food movement, and we're looking at slow conversations, Janita and I, as part of next year.
But they're not linked in with creativity issues,
Not necessarily.
usually.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's enough.
Okay. Frank, I'm going to ask you, do you think anyone can be creative, or is it a special talent?
Oh, I think everybody is creative because you just have to figure, you just have to define it, and I go back to what Camus said. Yeah, so Camus is left-brained, yeah, because he's more has an engineering mind, whereas Van Gogh would have been right-brained. I don't think Van Gogh would have been able to solve any of the engineering problems that Camus can solve, but both are creative because they solve a problem or there's an end result. Yeah. And in my own case, I love mathematics. I think mathematics is, excuse my way of saying it, I think mathematics is incredibly sexy. I just don't understand it, yeah. And I am in awe that you can have a jumble of numbers and letters and weird signs, and you follow a process, and at the bottom is a result, and that is the only result you can have. Yeah?
Yes.
And there's a woman on YouTube, a German woman, and she spends hours explaining complex mathematical problems. I sometimes watch this and I say, wow.
Wow.
That is so cool. I mean, that is so wonderfully sexy, but I just do not get it. Yeah. But she does. But she does. Yeah.
Yes.
So there you go. Yeah.
I think that mathematics is like a board game, but you just have to know the rules and to use it. But a lot of rules for the board game.
I'm not good with board games.
I'm not good with rules. I'm not good with rules. Yeah.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. Maybe
I don't want to be too boring, but I think AI must be one of the most effective ways of teaching mathematics, although it's gather you've had problems with its use of mathematics, but
I think there's theoretical mathematics and then there's applied mathematics, and the problem that Janita was facing was applied mathematics, but because that in this particular case which we shared with you, AI was not able to count from 1 to 24 in the correct sequence of numbers.
It was also because of the creativity, the picture with the numbers, the putting the two together, it didn't understand it.
Yeah. So what we tried to do is create an advent calendar and have a picture and then get AI to generate the picture and then put, like in an advent calendar, put the numbers onto the picture. And I tried it with ChatGPT. Janita tried it with ChatGPT and Gemini. I went back and tried it with Gemini. And then we both gave up and said, okay, just give us the picture and we'll do the rest ourselves. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So now the project's on my desk. So over the weekend, I actually, if I can find it, or create the links to the numbers so that on the 1st of December, we can present everybody with an advent calendar. Yeah. I might get it done.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But we tried to make it easy on ourselves and we got frustrated. Yeah.
It took much longer trying to convince ChatGPT or Gemini to actually create the picture and with the correct numbers than actually just doing it from scratch.
Yeah. Next manually. Next year we'll know better.
Yes. A lot easier. Okay. So I'm going to ask each of you a silly question. Cammy, I'm going to ask you, if creativity was a color, what color would it be?
I have a question. What is silly?
Like a funny question or a ridiculous question.
Okay.
Actually, officially, we call them fruit loop questions. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So if a question is to find a color for creativity for me?
Yes.
I think it's the yellow or the orange. A melange, a mix?
A mixture of yellow and orange.
I don't know why, but if I think about creativity, it's yellow.
Okay. Fun, sunshine, happiness.
Yes.
Okay. I like it. I was thinking pink, but I always think pink.
Pink martini, pink elephants, pink pictures.
Pink nails, pink shoes, pink paintings. Okay. Rosie, your question is, what would imagination smell like?
Imagination.
So your imagination is what you think creatively, what you think.
And what does it smell? What does it smell
yes.
like?
What would it smell like?
Your nose.
I think a sweet smell. I think so. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. like a perfume when you put a sweet smell. I think so. Not totally sweet, but a mix, sweet and citrus together. Yeah.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sour, citrus, citric. Mm, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I like.
Okay, it kind of reminds me of a tropical flavor.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Thinking which tropical fruit is sweet, acidic.
Pineapple.
That's very sweet. I don't know, but okay.
It's sweet and sour and depends on the pineapple.
Yeah.
How much has been fermenting, yeah?
Yes. Okay. Bruce, your question is, if your ideas had wings, where would it fly first?
Oh, clearly out. It's nice. Oh. Yeah.
As a word association exercise, the first word I came into mind was home.
Wow, okay.
Interesting.
And the other two questions, the first word was rainbow.
Yes.
And what? The other one was roses.
Smell. Yeah, the
roses.
Smell. The roses smell of sweet. Mm.
Anyway.
So flying on the rainbow home to some nice roses. Yeah.
I'm glad for the start of winter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice.
Fly to the sunshine.
Mm.
But that's what Icarus did.
Yes, and we all know what happened after that. Yeah.
I think.
Yes. Frank, your question is, what would happen if your doodles came to life for a day?
That'd make my day perfect. That's a wonderful thought. I'm going to doodle, and will it come to? But the trouble is, they don't actually make it because I usually tear up the piece of paper that I've doodled on. What would happen? It would just make a even more chaotic situation, totally in control, uncontrollable, incontrollable. It would make it even more chaotic. Yeah.
Okay.
So it would. But then I suppose that the doodles would, so a doodle sort of just these elastic forms. So I suppose they would jump up and say, come on, Frank, let's dance. And then they would drag me and make me do all kinds of strange movements that might be interpreted as dancing. And then we'd have a great time together. Yeah.
Okay.
What would creativity, hang on.
Okay.
What would creativity taste for you?
There's a type of sweet. I don't know. They are called tops here in South Africa. I think you get them in other countries too, but they are only white, yellow, and orange, like a Halloween kind. It's popular around Halloween time. So orange, yellow, and white. But here in South Africa, you get them in different colors. So they are also like a triangle shape. Mm-hmm. And then the different colors like blue, pink, and white, or green, orange, and white. Mm-hmm. And they have a sweet, soury taste, but not sour that you can't eat them, like sour candies. They are a bit more sweet, but they do have that sting, or that zesty flavor to it. So I think that would be what creativity tastes like. If I go to the supermarket, I will take a picture of it.
Okay. Maybe we can get them here. Who makes them?
Maybe. I think Manhattan's, and I know Woolies has as well.
Yeah, well, okay. So maybe they'll be available here in Europe
maybe just with another name or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but I'll take a picture if I see them.
Good.
Yes. Okay, so Frank, you have the last word.
As well, thank you, Camille. I hope you enjoyed the first one. Our first meeting. Did you have a good introduction to our first meeting?
Yes, it
Yeah.
was. I am focused on English because my brain have to understand, so I'm really focused. But yes, it's very good, and I appreciate the group and the energy, and everything was nice.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes,
Thank you.
we are a an established group. We've all become friends in some shape, size, or form. But also thank you, Janita, for giving us this structure and your warmth and your joy and your laughter and
It's my pleasure.
your creativity and your spirit and everything else. Basically, you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure. So,
Welcome, Camille.
welcome,
Welcome,
Camille.
Camille.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So next week, you will meet probably without me. I will be on holidays from Thursday next week. And I will see you in 2 weeks' time on the 20th. And hopefully Natalie will be sitting next to me. Yeah. So I will be in Korea. And so on the 20th, we will do it from Natalie and myself being in Korea. Yeah.
Yes, so next week it's just me with everyone else.
You with everybody else. I will try and, I mean, I have to say, if Rosie can log in while driving a car, then I should be yeah,
Join from a train
I should be
somewhere.
able to do it from a train somewhere in Germany. Yeah. But you might be better off without me anyway, so I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. Anita, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Camille.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank
See you
you.
all next time. Same
Yep.
place, same
Okay.
time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send you a WhatsApp, Camille. Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Have
Take
a great
care.
day.
Bye.
Bye
Take
bye.
care. Have a
Bye
good
bye.
day.
Bye.
Take
Have a
care.
good day. Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye.